Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Every moment of life is filled with Hashgaha Peratit. Hashem gives people the words they need to hear just at the time they need to hear them. A young man told me, he was driving by his shul the other day and had 10 minutes to spare before he needed to go to work. He went into the shul and sat in front of his rabbi saying, "Rabbi, you always tell us how important every minute of Torah is. I have 10 minutes now. Can we learn?" The rabbi was in the middle of a sugya in Sanhedrin, and he told the young man, "Go get a Rambam from the shelf and I'll learn with you what I'm up to." The Rambam was speaking about a case in which a woman was widowed twice, and the discussion was about if she's allowed to marry a third husband. The young man then said, "Oh, I know this case. I once saw a show, a Jewish television show about it." The rabbi then proceeded to tell this young man about the ill effects of television. Out of the 10 minutes that he was there, 9 of them were dedicated to rebuke on this subject. The young man got up afterward and said to the rabbi, "I feel like Hashem was just speaking to me directly through you. I'm married for 2 years and until now, I was able to keep my home television free. Last night, in a moment of weakness, I ordered a television. I was feeling guilty about it, but I really wanted it. Now, the next morning, in the few minutes I had, I walked into the shul and sat in front of you, and you were learning Sanhedrin, and somehow this turned into a discussion about Musar on not having a television." On the spot, the young man canceled his order. The right words at the right time. Rabbi Elimelech Biderman related a story that a posek in Bnei Brak told about himself. The posek said, every Friday, he travels to a nearby city to sit in the Beit Hora'ah and answer people's halachic questions. About 6 months ago, he was in a taxi on the way there, and the driver was listening to a speaker giving chizuk. The rabbi was trying to learn in the back, but the speaker was so interesting, he couldn't help but listen. The last thing the speaker said before the rabbi got out of the car was a story about Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Milalov, being that day was the rabbi's yahrzeit. One time, a man walked into his tish on a Friday night, Leil Shabbat Kodesh. The rabbi called him over, whispered something in his ear. The man's face turned white and he immediately left. Some of the students ran after him to find out what the Rebbe said. At first, he did not want to tell them, but then he did. He and his wife were having a big conflict over where to light the Shabbat candles, and it was ruining their shalom bayit. He wanted the candles lit on the shelf in the dining room, while she wanted them on the dining room table. Each week, he would set the candles up on the shelf, and when he left for shul, she would move them to the table. That day, he wanted to put an end to it. He told his wife, if when he got home from shul, the candles were on the table, he would walk right out of the house without making kiddush and without eating with her. When he came home, the candles were on the table. And so he walked right out and went back to shul. There he heard songs coming from the Rebbe's house and he went there for the tish. When the Rebbe saw him, he was able to see with his divine inspiration what happened and whispered in his ear the following message. The entire purpose of lighting Shabbat candles is to bring about shalom bayit. If they are causing you to have machloket with your wife, they're defeating the entire purpose. That's when he walked out, heading home to make peace with his wife. At this point, the posek, who was on his way to the Beit Hora'ah, got out of the taxi, went inside, and sat in his chair awaiting people's questions. That very same day, A man came in telling the rabbi about a dispute he's having with his wife about where to put the Shabbat candles. It was the exact same argument he had just heard from the speaker while in the taxi. At that moment, the rabbi realized the unbelievable Hashgaha Peratit he was a part of. Before hearing that, he most probably would have told this man, both places are technically okay, as he didn't know of any halachic preference of one over the other. But now, he was equipped with the right words to give this man, telling him about the Shalom Bayit aspect of how that was the most important factor of the candles. He gave the man a lot of chizuk and was able to help him restore his Shalom Bayit. Hashem gives us the words we need to hear just at the right time we need to hear them. Have a great day.